kind of an ominous opening prayer when we talk about the darkness of our hearts. But this is the beautiful thing about the church and the way she teaches us the truth, and to not be afraid of that truth. It's the darkness of the heart that we see Jesus encountering with these chief priests and the elders. He knows their hearts. He knew they didn't have pure intentions. And so he knew that his answer wouldn't be well received. And so in these days, these final days of preparation, we earnestly beg God, as the opening prayer said, to shine his light into the darkness of our hearts so that we can be humble, like Psalm 25 in the responsorial psalm says. This openness to be taught by God. Your ways, O Lord, make known to me. Teach me your paths. Good and upright is the Lord. Thus he shows sinners the way. He guides the humble to justice. He teaches the humble his way. He knew the chief priests and the elders weren't humble. They weren't being honest in their question. They weren't open to being taught his way. This is what the life of a disciple is. It's constantly growing in humility, recognizing that we don't have all the answers, and that the answer that they gave, and we don't know, is not a suitable answer for a disciple. Instead of saying, we don't know, instead of saying, I don't know, we should say, teach me your ways, O Lord. Let's pray for that grace of humility to recognize that there are parts of our heart that are dark, have not yet been enlightened, so that we can go to the Lord with openness and with humility and truly say, teach me your ways, O Lord.